Roman elegies to Benedetta Cravieri. The captive mahogany of a private Roman flat. In the ceiling, a dust-covered crystal island. At sunset, the window panes pan a common ground for the nebulous and the irond. Setting a naked foot on the rosy marble, the body steps towards its future, to its attire. If somebody shouted freeze, I'd perform that marvel, as the city happily did in its childhood hour. The world's made of nakedness and of foldings. Still, the latter is richer with love than a face, that's certain. Thus an opera tenor so sweet to follow, since he yields invariably to a curtain. By nightfall, a blue eye employs a tear, cleansing to a needless shine the iris. And the moon overhead apes an emptied square with no fountain in it, but a frog's spores. The month of stalled pendulums, only a fly in August, in a dry carafe's throat, is droning its busy hymn. The numerals on the clock face crisscrossed like earnest anti-aircraft searchlights, probing for seraphim. The month of drawn blinds, a furniture wrapped in cotton shrouds, of the sweating double in the mirror above the cupboard, of bees that forget the topography of their hives and, coated with suntan honey, keep staggering seaward. Get busy then, faucet, over the snow-white, sagging muscle, tassel the tufts of thin gray singes. To a homeless torso and its idol, grub emits, there is nothing as dear as the sight of ruins. And they, in their turn, see themselves in the broken Jewish are no less gladly, for the pieces fallen so apart, saliva's the only solution they wish for, as time's barbarous corneas scan the forum. The tiled, iron-hot, glowing hills, midsummer, clouds feel like angels, thanks to the cooling shadows. Thus the bold cobblestone eyes, like a happy sinner, the blue underthings of your leggy blonde friend, a bard of trash, extra thoughts, broken lines, unmanly, I hide in the bowels of the eternal city from the luminary that rolled back so many marble pupils with rays bright enough for setting up yet another universe, a yellow square, noontime stupor, a vespa's owner torches the screaming gears. Clutching my chest with my hand, at a distance, I reckon the change from the well-spent years, and like a book at once opened at all its pages, the laurels scratch the scorched white of a balustrade, and the Colosseum looms, the skull of Argus, through whose sockets clouds drift like a thought of the vanished herd. Two young brunettes in the library of the husband of the most stunning one, two youthful, tender ovals, hunch over pages, a muse telling fate the substance of several things she tried to render. The swish of old paper, of red crepe de chine, a humming fan mixes violets, lavender, and carnations, braiding of hair, an elbow thrusts up its summit, accustomed to cumulus thick formations. Or a dark eye is obviously more fluent in brown furniture, pomegranates, oak shatters. It's more keen, it's more cordial than the blue one. To the blue one, though, nothing matters. The blue one can always tell the owner from the goods, especially before closing, that is time from living, and turn the latter over as tails strain to look at heads in tossing. Jing, little candle tongue, over the empty paper. Bow to the rotten breath as though you were courted. Follow, but don't get too close, the pauper letters standing in line to obtain the content. You animate the walls, wardrobe, the seals, sweet briar. More than handwriting is ever after. Even your suit, it appears, soars higher than the holiest wish of this musing's author. Still in the midst, you earn yourself a decent name, as my fountain pen, in memory of your tender commas in Rome at the millennium's end, produces a lantern, a cresset, a torch, a taper, never a period, and the premises look the ancient cells, from the severed head down to yellow toenail, for an inkpot glows bright whenever someone mentions light, especially in a tunnel. clicking of a piano at the siesta hour, stillness of sleepy muse acquires C flats, a scales coat a fish which narrows round the corner, exhaling quarrels, inhaling a fast noon's air, the stalker flaps its brown gills in a sultry, porous cavity of a mouth scatters around cold pearls of Horus. I've never built that cloud-thrusting, stony object that could explain cloud's pallor. I've learned about my own and any fate from a letter, from its black color. Thus some fall asleep while hugging a lake in order to take a picture of the dream, to make themselves out having awakened in a developed future. Eggshells of cupolas, vertebra of bell towers, colonnades' limbs sprawled wide in their blissful heathen leisure. The square root of a skylark scours the bottomless as the prior to prayers heaven. Light reaps much more than it has sown. An awkward body hides in it in a crack, while its shadow shatters walls. In these parts, all windows are looking northward, where the more one boozes, the less one matters. North, a white iceberg's frozen in piano, smallpoxed with quartz, vases, granite figures, a plane unable to stop field glass scanning, sweet Ashkenazi's 10 running fingers. Never again are the legions to thread those contours. To a creaking pen, even its words won't hearken, and the golden eyebrow, as at sunset a cornice rises up, and the eyes of the darling darken. In these squinting alleyways, where even the thought about oneself is too cumbersome, in this pearled clutter of the brain which has long since refused to cloud the universe, where now keyed up, now scattered, you trundle your boots on the cobbled, checkered squares from a fountain and back to a scissor. Thus a needle shuffles across the record, skipping its grooves. It is altogether proper to settle now for a measly fraction of remaining life, for the past life's craving completeness, for its attempts to fashion an integer. The sound the hills are scraping from the ground is the area of the union, a serenade that what has been longer hums to what has been shorter. This is a genuine caruso for a gramophone dodging mongrel. Lesbia, Julia, Cynthia, Livia, Michelina, bosoms, ringlets of fleece, for effects and for causes also. Heaven-baked clay, fingertips brave arena, flesh that renders eternity an anonymous torso. You breed immortals, those who have seen you bear. They too turned Catulluses, statues, heavy narrows, etc. Short-term goddesses, you are much more a joy to believe in than a permanent baby. Hail the smooth abdomen, thighs as the hamstrings tighten, white upon white, as Casimir's dream image. One summer evening, I, the most mortal item in the midst of this wreckage, resembling the whole world's rib cage, sip with feverish lips wine from a tender collarbone. The sky is as pale as a cheek with a mole that trembles, and the cupolas bulge like the teats of the she-wolf, fallen asleep after having fed her Romulus and her Remus. Mimicking local pines, embrace the ether. The fingertips won't call much more than the pain still quiver. Still a little blackbird won't return from the sky blue either. And we, too, aren't gods in miniature, that's clear. That's precisely why we're happy, because we're nothings. Speckled pores are spurned by summits of sharp horizons. The body's space is reversal, no matter how hard you pedal. And when we're unhappy, it's perhaps for the same small reasons. Better lean on a portico, lose the white shirt that billows. Stone cools the spinal column, gray pigeons mutter, and watch how the sun is sinking into gardens and distant villas, how the water, the tutor of eloquence, pours from the rusted lips, repeating not a thing, save a nymph with her marble truants, save that it's cold and fresh, save that it's splitting the face into rippling ruins. Private life, fears, shredded thoughts. The jagged blanket renders the contours of Europe meager. By means of a blue shirt and a rumpled jacket, something still gets reflected in the wardrobe mirror. Let's have some tea, face, so that the teeth may winnow lips. Yoked by ceiling, the air grows flatter. Cast inadvertently through the window, a glance makes a bunch of blue jays flutter from their pine tops. A room in Rome, white paper, the tail of a freshly drawn letter, a darting rodent. Thus, thanks to the perfect perspective, some objects peter out. Thus, still others shuffle across the frozen Tanais, dropping from their picture, limping, occiputs covered with wilted laurels and blizzard's powder, toward time, lying beyond the limits of every sprawling superpower. Lean over, I'll whisper something to you. I am grateful for everything, for the chicken cartilage, and for the chair of scissors already cutting out the void for me, for it is your hem. Doesn't matter if it's pitch black, doesn't matter if it holds nothing, no walls, no limbs to count. The more invisible something is, the more certain it's been around, and the more obviously it's everywhere. You were the first to whom all this happened, were you? For a nail holding something, one would divide by two. Were it not for remainders, there is no gentler quarry. I was in Rome. I was flooded by light, the way a splinter can only dream about. Golden coins on the retina are to stay, enough to last one through the whole blackout.